The parsha starts V'ata Tetzavis Bnei Yisrael, the famous Balaturim who points out the uniqueness of this parsha. And every parsha from Shmos, the beginning, Sefer Shmos, Parsha Shmos, through the end of Sefer Bamidbar, Moshe's name is mentioned. Except for this week's parsha, Tetzavah, where Moshe's name is not mentioned, and that's why you have these awkward formulations, right? V'ata Tetzavis Bnei Yisrael, usually you don't find that in the Torah, because it should have said V'idaber Shem Moshe Lemar. Tzavis Bnei Yisrael, V'ata Krei V'lecha, V'idaber Shem Moshe Lemar Krei V'lecha. But instead, the Torah specifically omits Moshe's name, says V'ata Tetzavah, V'ata Krei V'lecha, V'ata Tetzavah, El Kol Chach Melev, etc. Why Dafkin, this week's parsha, is Moshe's name omitted? So the first answer given by the Balaturim is that in next week's parsha we find that in Parsha Ki Sisa, Moshe asks Hashem to forgive Bnei Yisrael for the sin of the Egel Azaha, V'yem Ayin Mecheini Na Misifrecha Asher Kasavta. And if you won't forgive them, then erase me from your sefer. And we have a klal, says the Gemara, that Kilas Chacham, even Al Tanai is Ba, that if a Chacham is the klala, even Al Tanai, and the Tanai wasn't Miskayim, nonetheless it has power, words have power, at least if they're spoken by powerful people. And therefore, since Moshe says, Mechenina, even though it was Al-Tanai, if you don't forgive them, Hashem did forgive them. Nonetheless, his klola had to be Miskayim, and Hashem erased him from his book. Didn't erase him from the whole book, but Hashem's book is the Torah, so erased him from the one parsha, the parsha right before Kisisa. He erased him from the last parsha of the book, and Hashem erased Moshe from Tetzaveh because of the klola he gave in Parshat Kitisa. Okay, that's the clever answer of the Balaturim. Okay, it's a very clever chap, but I think what are we meant to learn from this? Obviously, a lesson in leadership. Moshe was the leader of Bnei Israel. So often, so many, without getting into details, I've seen so many sad stories in my life of leadership, of Jewish religious leaders, secular leadership, Kol Shekein, twice as much. 100 times as much, even rabbinical leadership, where people put themselves over the community, they put their own kavod, they put their own needs over their community, and end up being mekalkel themselves and being mekalkel the community. It's so easy to fall into the trap of a leader. You know, you do so much for the community, you think you're so important, and all of a sudden it becomes you're important, and you forget that you're important because you serve the community. And Moshe, we have one parsha in the Torah that specifically omits Moshe's name, specifically to remind us that he was the greatest leader the Jewish people will ever have, because he didn't care about his name being there, he didn't care about his own covet, about his own even existence in the Torah. He only cared about Klal Yisrael and was willing to sacrifice himself for Klal Yisrael. I think we can add to that a second element, which is, okay, the Balaturim goes on. He doesn't actually go in this direction. But this week's parsha is mostly, of course, about Aaron HaKohen. HaKrei V'lechaz Aaron HaKicha, and all the tremendous begadim, the tremendous fancy-schmancy begadim that Aaron had. We know Moshe, he was the greatest Navi ever. He wore regular clothing like everyone else. Aaron had the gold and silver and got all the fancy kavod. And we even know that Chazal tell us in the Medrash Parsha Shmos that originally Hashem had a Havamina, that Moshe would be the Kohen, his kids would be Kohanim Gedolim, and instead he transferred that over to Aaron. Aaron got the daily rituals, got the fancy gold and silver, and even more importantly, Yulav Anav Acharav got to pass that down to his kids, which Moshe didn't get. The V'ata HaKrev Ilecha, bring Aaron close to you. You know, this is really, you know, what's leadership all about? Leadership is all about, if leadership is lishma, if you're not doing something for yourself or your own ego, if you're really doing something to help the people, then A, it means put the people above yourself. B, it means you're not always the best person to do something right now. Sometimes true leadership means, you know, someone else is better at something than you are. Someone else is more qualified. Even if you can do everything, maybe you shouldn't be doing everything. Maybe someone else needs the kavod, needs the leadership, needs the power, and not you, because they can do a better job for the klal. Sure, it's not, it's all easier. Very easy for me to say this right now. In B'shas Maisa, it's not so pashut. Someone once pointed out that, you know what? Aaron made the egel, right? Anyone of us would have said, that's it, he's fired, right? We know, Kohen Sha'avad Beis Chanyo, certainly all Avruzara is possible from then on the Mizbe. Yeah, it would be so easy for Moshe to have said in Parshas Kisisa, oh, it was nice having you, Aaron HaKohen, etc. You know, we haven't really done anything yet. You know, it was just talk until now. No one ever put the Shemin HaMishcha on him yet. Now he's Pasul, okay. If he's Pasul, go back to the original Havamina, and it, you know, I'm the Yoresh, I'm the Havamina, etc. It would be so easy for Moshe to find 100 excuses that he should be Kohen instead of Aaron. You know, but Moshe ultimately said, look, I'm not here for myself. I'm here for what's right. I'm here for what's better in the long run. I'm here for what's better in the Jewish people's relationship with Hashem. And I know that's really Aaron and not me. And therefore, of course, Moshe's name is not in this parsha. The whole point of this parsha is here is Moshe saying, I don't want to put my name there. I'm just an Atta. I'm just you. I'm just a guy. It's my name is not important. What's important is the goal. What's important is the Am. And if Aaron could do a better job at this Kohen Gadol for the Am than I can, if his kids could do a better job than my kids, then I don't care about myself. I only care what's going to be good for Hashem and Klal Yisrael, and therefore I put Aaron above myself. He basically took his name away, took his name down from the billboards, put someone else's up there, because he knew that was the right thing. And ultimately, this week's Parsha, Parsha the Sava, it's so significant and so meaningful that Moshe's name is not in Parsha Kisava, because that's the greatest Shevach that Moshe could ever receive. That we know that Moshe set an example for us. Being a true leader means putting the people above yourself. A, if that means sacrificing yourself, Mechenina, do so. And B, much harder, if that means that someone else should get some covet and power and be put in charge because they can do a better job than you can, then you have to be honest with yourself and say what's important is not what I'm doing, but what's being done for everyone else. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu, what that teaches us by not putting his name in this week's parsha, both in the literal sense and in the much, much deeper existential sense.